You're still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And that wrapped up the first hour and public service announcement of this evening's program. Go get your colonoscopy, okay? All right, thank you very much. Thank you. Do it for me, okay? All right. Something else you can do for me? It's a little thing. It's much easier than getting a colonoscopy, let me assure you of this. I would like for you, yes, you, the listener, to show your support of Bubbles in the Think Tank by making a contribution to WMFO. Very simple thing to do. You're going to type yourself on over to donate.wmfo.org and you're going to put in letters and numbers until you hit the correct combination to make a love donation to WMFO. In support of Bubbles in the Think Tank, make sure you select us from the list of programs you would like to support. See how easy that is? That's so easy. That is so easy. I can't believe that I even had to explain it. Probably didn't have to because you're a bunch of smart cookies out there. But we would love it if you could help us out a little bit during the donations drive. We only do it once a year. Don't do it for long. You might hear me talk about it next week. You might not. I don't know. But it won't be much. We're not like those other crazy radio stations having to reschedule entire programs just to raise money. No, we don't do that. We remain freeform here. So please make your trip over to donate.wmfo.org and make that donation. And let's wrap this thing up as fast as we can. We want to thank our chairman of the board, Joe Silver. He's in the New York office, you know, for his support. We thank David. We're also thanking another staff member. Oh, we've got a few in here, actually. We're thanking our director of minutia, Bob Cohen. And we're thanking our cat wrangler, St. Slade. Thank you all so very much. I know some others of you are working on it right now. Look, it's Perry. Perry's in too. Yay, Perry. See how easy that was? You can all do it. I know you can. Donate.wmfo.org. I'm not going to mention it again for a while. Because now it's time for us to begin the radio obituaries after first reminding you, even though I don't have to go feed the pig. Think about your future. Go to feedthepig.org. In this case, really, I'd prefer that you feed WMFO, but that's okay too. It's time for the radio obituaries, that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days and weeks. We thank, as we always do, Vince over at themusicsover.com for all of his support. And our initial radio obituary tonight is for Buckwheat Zydeco. Aww. The American accordionist and Zydeco musician. One of the few to achieve mainstream success. He was a trailblazer, without a doubt, performed with a large number of famous musicians, ranging from Eric Clapton and U2 to the Boston Pops. He even performed at the closing ceremonies of the 1996 Summer Olympics to a worldwide audience of 3 billion people. Performed at both of the Clinton inaugurations. Buckwheat Zydeco just passed away at 68. Oh. It's the initial radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
On a night like this, I'm so glad. Heat up some coffee grounds. We got so much to talk about and so much to reminisce. It sure be right on a night like this. Well, on a night like
aime nager. Personne n'est pas mort, personne ne faut pas mal.
Your honesty.
from head to toe. So you better let your yeah be yeah, and you know be no now. I said let your yeah be yeah, and you know be no now.
The post-initial radio obituary. It's for somebody, I know it is. It's for Jack Riley Jr. Just Jack Riley. Most of us know him as the American actor and comedian known for playing Elliot Carlin on the Bob Newhart Show. Yes, that one. After he left the Army, he became a popular radio personality in Cleveland, along with his radio partner and straight man, Jeff Baxter. He gave up the radio show in the mid-60s, moved to L.A., and worked with Tim Conway to start writing comedy sketches, later leading to acting opportunities. You saw him on everything from being a regular character or cast member on the Tim Conway show, but also Mary Tyler Moore, One Day at a Time, Gomer Pyle, Different Strokes, and Night Court. He was in films like High Anxiety, History of the World Part 1, Spaceballs, went on in even into the 90s, showing up on Seinfeld, Coach, Friends, Drew Carey, That 70s Show. He was just all over the place. Jack Riley just passed away at 80. He's the post-initial radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
That's no answer.
Hey, we've tried all these things. Forget it. Forget
You're missing all the important points.
Oh, you...
Gentlemen, please.
All right.
Now, this emergency session has been going on for almost an hour. Oh. As president, I'm going to have to make a decision here. So I want the bottom line. Each of your final recommendations. Now, let's start with the Secretary of State.
Mr. President, I repeat, this isn't simply a question of not enough blacks, nor is it too many whites. It's a question of distribution.
Well, all right. Bill, as Attorney General, how do you see it?
Well, I'll go along with Jim. Regardless of the numbers, let's face it, blacks have always wound up at the bottom and whites at the top.
Al?
Yeah, you're putting the Secretary of State on the spot. In my opinion, this problem is not just blacks and whites, or for that matter, yellow or red. It's all the way across the board.
Well, I guess the whole thing comes back to the question of money. Now, Bob, you're Secretary of the Treasury. So what's this kind of redistribution going to cost us?
Okay, in terms of current dollars, let's face it. Black jelly beans are 79 cents a pound. The whites and the reds are 69 cents. The browns and yellows and blues, not to mention the maroons, are only 49.
The Tonight Show will not be seen this evening in order that we may bring you the following special program.
From the nation's capital, Washington, D.C., it's the Watergate Comedy Hour, brought to you by CREEP, the Committee to Re-elect the President, with your host, Richard Nixon. Dick's special guests tonight are John and Martha Mitchell, James J. McCord, L. Patrick Gray, John Dean, the music of H.R. Haldeman and the Buckpassers, and the singing of the Watergate Seven. And me, I'm Doc Kissinger. And now, here's Dickie!
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Let me say, I think we have a great show tonight. My special guest is Theodore White. And he'll be here to talk about his latest book, The Screwing of the President. But before we get into tonight's show, let's talk about some of my past programs. For instance, when I took over as host, there were 500,000 troops in Vietnam. Now they're out of Vietnam and in Cambodia. And on the meat front, we're making progress. I've just been informed that kidney and liver are holding steady. I only wish mine were.
Whoa!
Ha ha ha! I laughed. I don't explain them. I just read them. How we doing, Doc?
Mein Herr, I think the monologue is going into the toilet. Don't you think you should make your statement regarding you-know-what, then take questions from the audience and save the tumult for later? Hmm?
Right on, Doc. Right on. My fellow Americans, I wish to speak to you tonight from the bottom of my deeply troubled heart and not from any ghost-written prepared script. Could you raise the cue cards a little higher? Fine. Thank you. My friends, a grave shadow of doubt has been cast over the office of the presidency. A few rotten apples are trying to spoil the entire barrel. And some people are saying, it's my turn in the barrel. Well, I'm not an apple. Hold the rim shots. Well, let me say this. If we're going to be bobbing for anything, we're going bobbing for the truth. The truth as I see it. Now, I have nothing to hide. I believe in a free exchange of ideas. I believe in a free press. I believe in music. I believe in love. Pull it, pull it. Let me say, if there are any questions, I'd be more than happy to answer them at this time.
Mr. President?
Yes.
What is your personal involvement with the Watergate?
Well, that's our show for tonight. Thank you so much. Good night, and God bless you.
Please, Mr. President, you can't avoid these questions any longer. Now, what do you personally know about the Watergate?
Well, I'm very glad that you asked that question. Let me say that I believe a grave injustice has been done here. A loss of integrity, a loss of reputation, have humiliated what might have been a fine high-rise apartment building.
Sir. What I'm talking about is the break-in and bugging of the Democratic National Headquarters on 17 June 1972, the arrests and convictions of the Watergate 7, and the subsequent disclosures that members of your staff had knowledge of this illegal act, and afterwards try to whitewash any investigation and lie to protect themselves and other high members of your administration.
Could you be more specific? Doc. Doc, it looks like I'm up against it. What do we do?
Well, mein Herr, it's quite obvious. We need a fall guy.
But I've used up so many already.
You need someone in the public eye, someone close to you, and yet someone they would never suspect.
Yes, but who?
Your wife, Pat.
My wife, Pat? Why, you can't be serious. You don't think for a moment that I would ever entertain the thought of sacrificing someone near and dear to me for the sake of political expediency. No, no, there must be someone else left.
Only you.
It can now be revealed that my wife, Pat, conceived and led the Watergate affair. I am shocked and truly saddened. And let me add that I, of course, had no knowledge of it. Because, as you all know, Pat and I have never spoken. Well, that's it for tonight. And let me say, keep those telegrams coming. Because after all, I paid for them.
That's our show for tonight. Next, stay tuned for Raymond Burr and Sermonette.
Before we move into the ultimate radio obituary, yeah, we're going straight to the ultimate people. That's what we're going to do. We want to take the moment to thank everyone who's already supported us during the big WMFO donations drive going on right now. Right now. If you want to be a part of this, go to online, donate.wmfo.org and make your donation to support Bubbles in the Think Tank and Freeform Radio here at WMFO. It's that simple. We're not a hard sell. We just want your love. That's all. We want to thank Joe, David, Bob, Saint, Perry, and Paul. That's Paulie C., our spiritual advisor, by the way. Everybody else got their staff positions mentioned. He should get that, too. It's the ever and beginning staff of Bubbles in the Think Tank, by the way. They work hard for you. They really do. You don't even know. And here they are, supporting the cause, just like everyone else. So if you've got the motivation to support us at any level, whatever is comfortable for you, I would love it if you did over at donate.wmfo.org. That's donate.wmfo.org. We'll thank him again before the end of the show. But now we're moving into the ultimate radio obituary for John D. Loudermilk, the American singer and songwriter. He had his own recording career during the 50s and 60s, but he was primarily known as a songwriter. Best known songs include Indian Reservation, Tobacco Road, and This Little Bird. Also, Then You Can Tell Me Goodbye. He was actually quite prolific. Don't even think that he wasn't. John D. Loudermilk just passed away at 82, and interesting at that. But we're going to start with the one that you probably knew we would start with. So you can all write down your guess right now, but I figured I'd just go ahead and get it out there early as we begin the ultimate radio obituary for John D. Loudermilk right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Bye. out your mind.
Drip to a dislocation.
you mend a broken heart? Oh, Dr. Casey, can you mend a broken heart? Well, now my sweet little baby's done and drove me crazy and broke my heart in two. Hey, Ben Casey, ain't there something you can do? If you can mend broken bones and take out kidney stones and do a little psychiatry, then you ought to be able to put me on the table and take good care of me. Oh, Ben Casey, can you mend a broken heart? Hey, Ben Casey, can you mend a broken heart? Well, now my sweet little baby done and drove me crazy and broke my heart in two. Hey, Dr. Casey, ain't there something you can do? Calling Dr. Casey.
Calling Dr. Casey.
Calling Ben Casey.
Calling Ben Casey.
Calling Dr. Casey.
Calling Dr. Casey.
Calling Ben Casey.
Calling Ben Casey.
Yes?
Oh, Dr. Casey, ain't there something you can do? Oh, Ben Casey, ain't there something you can do?
Coming on home. Yeah, now I'm
like a boat, like a paper, put your own those keys. Wait till that a boat, trailer, tractor, and a scooter, and a brand new Cadillac with a bright world tire. Mmm, but I'm a little short. Short, 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 a little short on love. Coming on home. Well, she left me Monday morning. I want to wreck by Monday night. But I'm 6 foot 11, less an inch of a seven. But I'm not cutting her ice when you're a little short. Short, 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 short,
but you won't leave your cold water flat. Found you a Siamese kitten, but you still like your alley cat.
Somehow, somewhere, somehow, somewhere,
somebody's warping your mind. I wish it were me.
I wish it were me.
I wish it were me, babe. I bought you an ivory sports car, but you won't crawl off of that bike. I bought you some brand new dresses, but you keep on wearing those tights.
Somehow, somewhere, somehow, somewhere,
somebody's warping your mind. I wish it were me.
I wish it were me.
I wish it were me, babe. Some patent leather slippers, but you won't throw your sandals away. I bought you a baby piano, but your guitar you'd rather play.
Somehow, somewhere, somehow, somewhere,
somebody's warping your mind. I wish it were me.
I wish it were me.
I wish it were me, babe. I bought you some diamond rings and things, but you keep on wearing that junk. I ordered you a stereo and some real fine sounds, but you keep on digging that funk.
Somehow, somewhere, somehow, somewhere,
somebody's warping your mind. I wish it were me.
I wish it were me.
I wish it were me, babe. I wish it were me.
I wish it were me.
I wish it were me, babe. I'm just thinking. I really wish it were me.
Up in that thing.
You're just a scientist.
I think there ought to be a law.
It ought to be a law.
Just a scientist.
I'm
very nearly wraps up tonight's Ultimate Radio Obituary for John D. Loudermilk right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Also nearly wraps up tonight's episode, one final tune to go out on. But first, we want to thank everybody who supported us during the big donations drive here at WMFO. We're thanking our chairman of the board in the New York office, Joe Silver. Thanking David, our director of minutia, Bob Cohen, our cat wrangler, Saint Slade. We're thanking Perry and Polly C., our spiritual advisor. I know there's more to come. I know there's at least one other anonymous donation coming by mail. And with that, we have done wonders tonight here at Bubbles in the Think Tank in the donations drive. But you should still do your part. If you haven't yet done it, go to donate.wmfo.org right now. Make your donation. It's very easy. If you get an error, change whatever you did with your decimal point. But do it. Do it soon. Support Freeform Radio here at WMFO and show your love to Bubbles in the Think Tank. That's me. Donate.wmfo.org. But like I said, one final tune to go out on. Then we're going to hand you over, perhaps, to the Melanated Hour. The students are back. And that's who's following us. If not, it'll be the WMFO Freeform Automatron. Either way, somebody's going to take care of you tonight after we wrap up tonight's Ultimate Radio Obituary for John D. Loudermilk right here on your Freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford.
It's been a sight, lonely, lonely nights and misery.